This season of the WNBA has gone to new heights.
And that means the playoffs are going to be hotter than ever.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson.
And all WNBA season long, we've brought you analysis and interviews with some of your favorite court queens.
So for the finals, you know we're bringing takes you can only find in this courtroom.
Listen to and follow Queens of the Court, a WNBA podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think that, you know, in this league, what comes with being one of the guys and even how they pay you, it sucks, but you got to be able to push through certain things. Concussions are very serious, so I would never say push through that. But, like, when it comes to, like, little nicks and stuff like that, it's kind of no-brainer for me, like, when it comes to certain things, you know. Like, your mind might take you there, but you just got to just fight through it, keep you through, and push you through the football game.
Deion Dawkins practiced today. Ed Oliver apparently injured in practice, a hamstring problem, so they list him as limited. That's what it is when that happens. You participated in some of practice. So that's not a great sign on a Thursday. Hamstring, who knows, but I would bet against a player, any player who goes down like that. It's happened a lot, not including certain hamstring injuries so far this season. Midweek practice injuries. A.J. Brown is one. George Kittle was one. He missed a game, but then came back. And there have been Olave for the Saints had this last week, but did play and he had a strong game. So there's one where maybe Oliver gets through it. But not great news. Sal will join us at 5. Joe Ostrowski before that. The Bills are a 1-point favorite at BetMGM anyway. 47.5. So a relatively high scoring game. The Texans have not covered yet this year. This is kind of your vibe with the Texans, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just not like decisive,
right,
good wins.
I feel like this is a big game for them in that respect. It's it's a chance to show that you can punch with one. You know, whether the Bills turn out to be that team this year remains. It certainly looked like it with a 3-1 record at this point. They look like the top contending level team they've been. And yeah, I didn't think Houston belonged. Yeah, even like power rankings, they're right up there with the Chiefs and the Ravens and the Bills. And I don't know, their point differential wasn't great. They only had one real nice looking win last year, but they won enough and the quarterback's really good. But yeah, I wasn't sure that they were ready made, a 13 win team or something. So we'll see. I think this game should be an opportunity for them. If I were doing this show there, I'd be feeling like this is a chance to show we belong. Because I don't think they're made yet.
I get that, and I would almost be there. I just want to rack up wins, though, and let other people question me. But you want it for yourself. You want it to show yourself and, to get more believers in you, right? That they're a team for real, like you're saying. It is C.J. Stroud's birthday today. 23.
Happy birthday, C.J.
I don't think you mean it.
Have you
been able to generate some hate here? The organization is kind of hateable.
Man, that organization, the ownership is gross. So, they've turned around really quickly. Like, it wasn't 2 years ago. They were in the midst of the Deshaun Watson mess and, like, just it was a stinkhole of a business. So they've really turned it around. Ownership's the best I got. And, like, I like the coach. I certainly am enamored of Stroud, just like anyone who even casually likes football. I don't have an axe to grind with Diggs, really. If I did, I would go for it because that would be good for us, I think, if I could. But I really don't. I think he did the thing he does. He did it really well here for a while. It went south, and he's on to a new scene. I don't know. I'm not mad at him that he didn't want to be here anymore necessarily. At his age, he might have done the Bills a favor. Who knows?
It's going to be good to watch.
Yeah.
Joe Mixon missed practice for Houston today. Tank Dell seems like he's back. And it's another, last week was like this, turned out to not be a good thing at all for the Bills. Even the Jacksonville game offered a little bit. I guess any game can. The strategy of it, I like both teams' offense in this game. Like, I would bet the over, which is not a small number, 47.5, especially this year. Mm-hmm. But I like the Bills' chances of moving the ball against the Texans and scoring. Allen off a loss, especially on the road, is really strong. So I like that. But I also like the Houston offense. I was listening to Mina Kimes with Ben Solak on them in this matchup, and they were both like, the Bills should love it if the Texans run the ball
right.
and go and sort of lean into Diggs short to intermediate. And I thought, well, to a point, but that probably will work if the Texans do that, although they have not run it well. And again, Mixon may miss. Right. But then there's like, okay, well, the Bills have been strong at corner, but Collins is destroying the league so far this year. And Houston probably will want to try that. He leads the NFL in receiving yards by more than 100 yards so far this season, Nico Collins. And first time for these guys, definitely for Stroud. I don't know about Collins if he was on that team that lost here a couple of years ago, 40-0 or something. But anyway, plus 200 right now to lead the league in receiving yards this year with a huge lead like that. And then there's also Dell. So I kind of think the point...
This season of the WNBA has gone to new heights.
And that means the playoffs are going to be hotter than ever.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson.
And all WNBA season long, we've brought you analysis and interviews with some of your favorite court queens.
So for the finals, you know we're bringing takes you can only find in this courtroom.
Listen to and follow Queens of the Court, a WNBA podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Makes sense. The Bills against the run have been pretty bad, and that should be where Houston might try to exploit them. But I also agree with Mina, which is any play, and this is really on the table this year in the NFL. It's being tested. Think about Bills-Ravens, and this might sound crazy. Any play where Houston wants to run the ball on me, I'm happy.
Yes, I'm with that. They have not run it well. Here's some evidence of that. I came across this a little while ago, and I just was able to dial it back up here. This is from Nate Tice. Here's the tweet. The repercussions of having a poor run game. The Texans have faced the longest average distance to go on third downs since week one. Okay, so excluding their week one game, their average third down to go is 10.1 yards. That's insane.
What are they doing on these other plays?
Running
into the line?
Going backwards. They're losing yardage. There could be penalties in there. Whatever it is, that's an awful number.
It probably does reflect that they will throw the ball downfield, though, because you can turn first and 10 into first and 10.
Right.
I mean, they hit those bigger plays and don't face that particular adversity. So
that's why I feel, like you just said, if they want to run it, I don't think they're good at it. I know how the Bills looked against the run, like we all did. I highly doubt that the Houston Texans can replicate what the Ravens did to the Bills. Just from a physical personnel standpoint, I really doubt that. Could they run the ball well? Especially if Mixon were healthy, which he's not. He hasn't practiced yet. And that's maybe a big deal because they're down to – who are they down to? Cam Akers, maybe?
Yep.
Right? Because Pierce is also not practicing at all yet this week.
He's missed the last two games, too.
So I saw that and I thought, like, you want to run it, go ahead and run it. I'm gonna have faith that you're not that good at that and that I'll be able to handle it. And, I'm going to trust my pass defense.
Really, it's, of course, in large part about what the Bills are at that phase of the game, though. And we always say, who the running back is doesn't really mean that much. When you watch Derrick Henry, like, okay, well.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like, if I'm the Bills and I'm struggling at that, in that area, I think any team can probably take advantage of it, or almost any team. I would think Houston could. I think they're good enough outside, and Stroud is good enough that the Bills will have to respect what that can mean and sacrifice against the run, which should be good for the Texans. That's why, like, everything for me in this game points to points, if you will. Points to points.
Points to points.
I mean, the Bills on offense, I never want to bet against them, even if everybody's only nibbling.
It's still Josh Allen. Better on the road even in these games in his career.
I wonder what they do if Shakir can't go. Now, him missing practice 2 days in a row, like I've been higher on him all offseason than maybe a lot of people, certainly I think than you. And look, nobody is feasting here yet, but I feel like the signs are already starting to. He is their leading receiver. His run after the catch has been really good, and I feel like he's starting to sort of lay claim to being at the top of the food chain. And so to have him extracted potentially here, you know, I don't know what they do there, because as much as you know, we've sort of sounded like they had all these slot receivers, like I don't know, he's been squatting on that spot. And I don't know, without him there, like, does Samuel slide in there or something? Like,
should.
I don't know what they're going to do if he isn't able to play.
I think there should be some, I don't know if Samuel is doing the squeaking, but there should be some squeaky wheel with Samuel here at some point, because it's become noticeable, it's become a talking point that there's just nothing is happening.
They're using him like they used Isaiah McKenzie.
If that.
And they're paying him like seven times what they paid Isaiah McKenzie.
If that, right? I mean, it's a couple of plays.
Yep.
So you might have be forced into a situation where you want to do more with him, which I think they should want to do. Go, can you imagine everybody feasts? I mean, what is that? That's the Seahawks last week.
Right.
Everybody feasted, even though they lost. 38 first downs still blows my mind.
Yeah.
For a team that got beat. That's not so incredible, because it can be game script and you're just chasing all night, which they kind of were.
Yeah.
But 38 first downs. 25 is a good day.
Mm-hmm.
Still lost. So no banner. So what? I'm sure they're not spending a lot of time talking about that. 803-0550 for your calls. Joe Ostrowski at 4. Tomorrow is the Sabres opener. And that's a 1 o'clock game from Prague. And there'll be a pregame show and a postgame show. And then we'll start at 4. That's the plan, right?
That's the plan, yeah.
You told me this.
Yes.
So we will start at 4 tomorrow because of the hockey game. And then game 2 is Saturday morning at 10, which I think is great. I might even not watch soccer. I'm kidding. That is a time of the week where sports is almost always on TV at my house. Saturday morning. You too. Saturday, if you're not golfing or something.
Yeah, right.
Saturday morning. But to have the Sabres.
Yeah. We're getting into 10 o'clock or earlier TV time now, as golf will be winding down eventually. But yeah, all summer. Yeah, I played golf almost every Saturday. So I haven't seen much. But yeah, that's right. So it works out perfect. Although Saturday I'm playing golf at like 11:40. So whatever. I'm going to miss some of the hockey.
I love the idea of a 10 a.m. Saturday Sabres game. Unless they like lose 6-1 tomorrow, and I'll just be like, see you next year. Mike Schoep and the Bulldogs, stay with us. This is WGR.
This season of the WNBA has gone to new heights.
And that means the playoffs are going to be hotter than ever.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson.
And all WNBA season long, we've brought you analysis and interviews with some of your favorite court queens.
So for the finals, you know we're bringing takes you can only find in this courtroom.
Listen to and follow Queens of the Court, a WNBA podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.